Lasseter College presents Garner Ted Armstrong. Today, Garner Ted Armstrong warns of the frightening growth in world population and examines what can be done to alleviate this greatest of all problems. He also offers you a free booklet called Famine, Can We Survive?
The evidence of the world's overpopulation is everywhere around us. You can't miss it in most countries, in spite of the fact that Australia is underpopulated. But the vast majority of the world's population is poor, undernourished, ill-housed, and badly clothed. And you talk about the teeming nations of Asia, Africa, Latin America, the so-called underdeveloped countries where the big population boom is going. You've got to acknowledge, as you saw recently, an attempted overthrow of government in India, as you saw recently another attempted coup in Greece, as you see upsets not only in the weather but among governments around the world, you've got to realize that half-starved multitudes tend to blame existing administrations, and the sometimes violent and bizarre forms of ultra-rightist governments take over where hunger first trod. In South America, you see the little shacks made from cardboard boxes, rows of these cardboard shacks in slum areas around some of the major cities in Colombia, around Rio de Janeiro and Brazil. In Pakistan, there are whole communities of mud huts. And mud huts are not a figment of somebody's imagination. They're real. People build them and live in them. When you go to India, you just can't believe it. People everywhere. You couldn't stir them with a stick, as one man said. They're so thick. And yet, millions of children being born to the people who live in these circumstances. According to George Borgstrom, who is a food production expert, one half of the children alive today will never reach adulthood. Babies are being born at the rate of 4 a second around the world. But only 1.7 human beings die each second. Now, you know, that's statistics, and statistics have a way of sounding ludicrous, but the difference between the 4 that are born each second and the 1.7 that die means there are 8,000 more people alive every hour than there were the last hour. And demographers tell us that by the year 2000, there will be 6 to 7 billion people alive on the earth. Did you know that every single year, the nation of China, in its own birth rate, above its own horrible death rate, adds enough to its population to completely people the country of Australia? Did you know that every single year the nation of India adds enough to its population over its enormous death rate to more than people the country of Canada? Now that's tragically simple. When demand exceeds supply, something's got to give. When the world's population passes food production at the rates it is bound to do with this kind of population explosion, what will have to give will be people. And that means famine. That means starvation. That means worldwide disease epidemics and international food wars. Even now, every other baby born in Central Africa dies before the age of 5. And 1/3 of these deaths occur because the quality of the food they're fed is so poor and so lacking in protein. 100 million children are affected by protein deficiency in Central Africa every year. In Guatemala, disease is brought about by protein deficiency as a major cause of death in children. So it's not only a shortage of food that brings about death by starvation, it's also the quality of food, protein, malnutrition. In many areas, especially in India, where as a result of religion, millions do not believe they should eat meat and therefore are missing a major source of what they need the most. Now we have a free booklet on the whole worldwide scope of the subject of famine, and you can have a copy simply by sending for it. It's called Famine, Can We Survive? A rather grisly title, I admit, but there is good news beyond it all. It covers population growth and food production and every other aspect of the problem, and you need to read it to be informed. So send for your free copy of Famine, Can We Survive?
This broadcast has been presented by Ambassador College as a public service. The free booklet offered is part of the worldwide program by Ambassador College of presenting vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern. Write for your free copy. The address is Ambassador College, Box 345, GPO Sydney, New South Wales. That's Box 345, GPO Sydney, and we'll send you your free copy. Listen again to Garner Ted Armstrong, presented by the Worldwide Services of Ambassador College, Monday to Friday on this station.